Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you believe it is appropriate for gospel preachers to warn men and women about the danger of falling away? Our Lord Jesus Christ warned His disciples about false teachers who come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Matthew 7, 15-20. Do you remember Paul's speech to the Ephesian elders? I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one of you, night and day, with tears. Acts 20:29-31. Was Paul within his rights as God's spokesman to warn the Ephesian elders? Will you please listen to Paul's warning to the church at Philippi? Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Philippians 3:2. It may not be possible for us to know precisely whom Paul had in mind when he used the language I have just read to you. But we can learn from this verse how essential it is for gospel preachers and others in positions of leadership in the Lord's church to warn about the false teachers who would lead God's people astray from the truth. We need to be careful about conducting a witch hunt, but where men and women are known to be false teachers, the church must be warned against such people. But are such warnings the loving way to confront such teachers or preachers? To answer that question, we must remember what Jesus and His apostles did. Do we think we know more about protecting the sheep than they did? Paul warned the Philippians, "Beware of dogs." The word beware in each of the three clauses in Philippians 3:2 comes from the Greek blepete and means to look, to see, to regard, to behold. The tense of the verb says, "Keep on looking for dogs." Dr. J.B. Phillips translates the expression, "be on guard." Generally speaking, scholars identify the dogs with the Judaizers who gave the church so much trouble. If that identification is correct, we can understand Paul's grave concern for the situation. He knew if the Judaizers had their way, many of the Christians would return to some features of the Mosaic Covenant. He also knew the danger of doing that. If they sought to be justified by the law of Moses, they would fall from grace. Galatians 5:4. Paul warned of those he called evil workers. This expression may also refer to the Judaizers. Most of the early churches had problems with Judaizing teachers. Paul almost certainly had such teachers in mind when he wrote, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ." 2 Corinthians 11:13. It may not be possible at this late day to identify the evil workers with the Judaizers, but we can still learn about our responsibility for being on guard against destructive heresies. The Apostle Peter wrote, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." 2 Peter 2:1. Paul also warned the Philippians of the concision. The meaning of the word concision is very simple. It means incision or mutilation. But knowing whom Paul specifically had in mind by the use of the word is considerably more difficult. The word concision is apparently used in contrast to the word circumcision in verse 3, but that may not be much help. The word concision seems to indicate that the Judaizers were attempting to enforce the Jewish law of circumcision and were thereby guilty of mutilation. But whatever its meaning, it is the circumcision of the heart which matters under the new covenant. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God richly bless you.